veteran, first responder, or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to put the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 of 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another fantastic episode of We Got Your 6 at 6. I'm Shad Turner, host of the Veterans Unite podcast. That's my little daughter running over saying hello. And as always, we've got Mark Peterson and Andrea Eichmann from the People's Patriot Project with us. And on today's show, we have got two fantastic guests for you guys. We've got Mr. Adam Berg from Heroes Media Group. We finally managed to get him on here so he can tell you about all the fantastic things he's got going on. And we've also got Mr. Tony Turner, musician extraordinaire, who has recently released an awesome song for you guys to hear. But you know what happens. Every episode, we got to start it off with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you're wearing a hat, please take it off. If you can stand, please do, and get ready to say the pledge. I pledge allegiance and to the republic,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That was weird. At some point, I saw my mic go muted. I'm like, what? I didn't touch nothing.
We had a little bit of lag here. It's all good, man. Hey, that was the greatest second intro to the third week in a row that we've had. Because
damn, Skippy.
I don't know. Stupid technology. Look what we got. Why does your guys' bow ties look bigger than my bow tie?
What? I didn't even get a bow tie.
I know. We couldn't ship them out fast enough, man. This is in honor of Adam Bird and a little something he does during his show. But you know what? This ain't his show, so we'll just. There we go. Much better. What's going on?
I will take your word. I'll take it. I can't even talk. If you say that one's much better, I'll take your word for it.
No, the other one was better, and I messed you up because the buttons didn't push at the right time and right place.
No, I'm talking about the green bow tie, man. I don't know. I kind of like the other one better.
Yeah, so those that are coming on live with us, thank you for being here. And we do have an occasion where in your settings, like this wonderful individual on the face of the earth right here, good evening, ladies and gents. We love having you here. If you can give us a quick, let us know who you are, and we'll make sure that we're taking care of you, letting everyone know. People are doing the shout-outs for Tony. Everyone's coming on board right now. What an exciting week. And I'm selfish, man. I am so selfish because most of the time the people we bring on here are acquaintances. These guys are my friends. These guys are my family. These guys are Adam Bird has been there from the beginning. Tony Turner, 2 years ago, we're sitting there and I hear Simple Man. And it's my favorite. That's like my anthem, Simple Man. And I reached out to the guy. And we've just been solid ever since. And we've got to do some awesome things with Tony. And Tony's done some awesome things with us. And we'll get to that and have those conversations. But what an awesome, awesome opportunity. Awesome opportunity to grow. Derek, I love you, man. Thanks for being here. From deep down south, San Antonio, Texas. Thanks for being here, brother. And Brian Gibson, thank you as well. Hello from Project Die Hard. Stage is ready to roll, referencing the Ruck, Chuck, and Roll, October 23rd. Andrew, we can drop it right now, right? We don't have a graphic for it, but we can drop something else, right?
We can definitely just we'll put the link right on. How about if we put the link right on for today?
We can put the link, but I'm talking about the 22nd.
Oh, so the night before. Well, how about if I just jump right in then? Let me just jump right in. Okay, first of all, Mark's probably going to do this sooner or later, but I just want to mention for us, we have got, so this is our Facebook Live, and we love when people are on here and interacting with us. And then we also have our podcast, which you can find on heroesmediagroup.com, thanks to Mr. Adam Bird here. And those, you get the voices of us. You don't get to see our beautiful faces, but it's good. It's good. And then we have WeP3 Radio, and you can find that link right on our connections on Facebook. BlastFM social.media/WeP3 Radio. He's putting these on here in a minute. That's our own radio station that allows us to play music written by, sung by veterans and first responders and those who love veterans and first responders and want to be supportive. We call them patriots. Number one right here. We have this Ruck, Chuck, and Roll coming up on October 23rd. And that was the link that Mark just shared. It's on our Facebook page. It's an Eventbrite sign up. We have a 10-mile ruck. We have a 0-mile marathon for our ruck. And we have a cornhole tournament. So if any one of those things sounds interesting, go check it out. Sign up sooner than later. We will have an entertainment group while we're there, making announcements, making it fun, keeping people interested. We will have food trucks. We've got 3 or 4 food trucks coming. Mark likes face painting the most. So he's going to be painting faces when we get there. I'm forgetting what we have. We're going to have like some silent auctions and some 50-50s and some raffles. That's a fundraiser for us. And that's going to be one big, fun, huge day. It's going to be awesome. We do have some musicians coming through to play there. We call them our musicians, but they're our friends who happen to be musicians. And then we also have the Jake Nelson Band. Those of you that are local in the metro area and outlying area, he does music for veterans. He had a best friend from school he wrote a song for him, you know, to tell him he wasn't alone. And sadly, the song didn't work, but the hopes are that it'll work for somebody out there. Along with this, now those musicians that are going to be hanging out with us, our friends, musicians, we're getting together with them on Friday night, October 22nd, and they will be performing at the American Legion Richard Dingle Post 92 in, they say Cottage Grove, but it's St. Paul Park. Those of you that know St. Paul Park, it's all under St. Paul. And so off Highway 61, it's amazing. They're going to have it all set up. We have the option to be indoor or outdoor. And let me tell you, these musicians are from like Montana, Utah, Texas, Louisiana, Nashville.
Shut up, Mark.
I'm just kidding. You can jump. So they were very concerned about being outside because we wanted to be outside. It's October. It's great. Jen can't wait to see the leaves up here. She's never seen fall color leaves. So
Jen who?
They're going to be here Friday night, and we have none other than Jen Ford and her guitarist coming. Woo! We're going to baby get your boots on, probably. Yeah. We have Dom Coors coming to join us. The Dom Coors. I saw him. He was performing again twice this last weekend. And, okay, we got a lot of stories. We probably better not share the stories till they're okay with it. BJ Leggett, who is super excited to come up here. I don't know that he's ever been in Minnesota. He's amazing. He
rock star.
Oh my gosh. The heart, like, oh my gosh, I love him. And then, I mean, I did the tickets.
We got another guy from Utah coming.
Provo, Utah. We got the real Doug Lane. The real Doug Lane is coming in. Coming in. And then is it Nashville?
Well, we don't have solids on the two others.
Okay, so maybe one from Nashville, maybe and one from Montana.
Two question marks. But
yep. So there. 4 to 6 solid, 4 solids, 6 maybe. And we're gonna put them all on stage. So this event actually became because we just heard about it, and it's right here in my neighboring town, and it's right in that cottage. Oh, can I say? Shoot. Anyway, we're gonna do the fundraising right there in this Cottage Grove area. It came to our attention that a 2 Afghanistan tour veteran who is now a Leo had a little house fire that took down the whole house. So we all know we have insurance for stuff like that, but there's some grumbling with insurance says go ahead and build it, and the contractor says I won't build it on this foundation. So we don't want any argument about the foundation. We're just going to try to just get a new foundation before he goes in with like his little bulldozer himself. So that's it. We're going to do a fundraiser for a veteran / Leo who just, he doesn't think he needs it, but we think we want to help him out. And that's what we're going to do on Friday night, the 22nd with our musicians there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I got to say, shout out to Ray with the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon group up in Cottage Grove.
Can't say up and down.
Dude, it's up from me. Up river.
Down.
Up the highway. If we're from Texas, we're just going over there. It's just in my backyard.
Everything's up from Texas.
Okay, anyway, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, he put us in contact with the whole state, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. And he put us in touch with the gambling guy, and he puts in touch with the Lions, and so it's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing effort. So, please join us if you can.
Hold on, Brian Gibson. If we need it, yes, I know you got it, and I know you'll bring it. It might be easier. We might have the actual resources here, so hang with us on that. I will promise you. I tell you if we need it, and I know you're good for it, and so just. No sense in creating work we don't have to create, and that might be part of this Legion is amazing. They've got a booyah deck.
A booyah deck.
Who knows what a booyah is?
No clue.
Adam, you got to know what a booyah is, right?
I'm going to lie. I thought you were pronouncing bidet wrong.
I thought you said buoy, like out in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
No clue. Fill us in, Petey. Booyah.
Did you wait before you do? Did you know what booyah was when you lived in Wyoming?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's a Minnesota thing.
Yeah, I think maybe. I thought
we're gonna have to do some research as to what exactly it is.
No, I can tell you exactly what it is.
Yeah, she'll do a little Google trick here in a second, but
I have a little trick. Booyah is when you take all of your leftovers, so you hunt. That's why I thought Wisconsin too. You hunt and you got a freezer full of meat left over from last year, right? And you're getting ready for hunting season this year. So you take out your big witch's cauldron and you, whatever you want
to do. I don't have a witch's cauldron. Do you have that?
Stop with that. And you put the meat in there, and then you get all your vegetables out of your garden because it's going to get cold. They're going to freeze. You don't want to waste them. Rutabaga, turnips, whatever you want to put in there, potatoes, carrots. And you throw everything in your Peterson Warlock cauldron, and you boil it up like a big old stew, and you call it booyah.
Oh yeah, it is And they are done in a cauldron, and these cauldrons are 50 plus gallons and bigger. And we've actually been looking at having some custom made for us, but they've got five Booyah 50 plus gallon pots on their deck that they do their Booyah from. It's really cool.
But they've got this just use propane or what?
I didn't look at the heat source.
Probably the easiest one to deal with.
Yeah, our firemen in town actually do, like, they've got the tripod that holds the cauldron over the fire, and then they got the big, I think they actually use an oar from their boat, and they stir the cauldron with the oar
From their what?
Boat. Their boot.
I'm not even Norwegian, but whatever.
Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that on here.
Okay, so.
Up in the Upper Peninsula.
Well, yeah, you know, you betcha. It's Norwegian. And
oh, sure, don't you know?
Yeah, stop it.
You can't talk like that from the deep south of Alabama, okay?
Hey, I've done a few little impressions over, you know, my 34 years.
I think I've seen, like, Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner, too.
Just because you watch cartoons on Sunday night doesn't mean you know how we speak.
It's just Family Guy. It's Family Guy, okay?
Is that what you're trying to say? This is a
question. I'm sick of some salad.
We are so blessed. And I knew this was going to be a super, super fun show tonight.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy Schroeder in the house. What an amazing help that lady is. And I will say it over and over and over.
Hello.
From the very beginning, there was a dream, a mission, a passion to serve veterans and first responders. And I started networking out into the world, and a friend of a friend knew a friend, and I was working in, not because I wanted to, a side job. I was working in the motorcycle world, and I had this amazing friend who had another friend from Wisconsin, which I didn't know you could really have, like, friendships across the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. But it was something that apparently happened. It was like a fairy tale moment. So they took me into Wisconsin. One of the scariest moments of my life. And I was in there for a good chunk of time. And we passed all these old style bar signs and grain belt bar signs and Olympia. And we come into this town, and I meet this guy. And he's an all right guy, man. And we start talking about the dream of the People's Patriot Project. And the guy was totally, he's like, he didn't tell me it was a dumb idea. And of course, no one's ever really told me it's a dumb idea. But I didn't know the pedigree that this guy had. Oh, stop it, Scotty. I didn't realize the pedigree. I mean, literally, I didn't know what kind of mover and shit. I never met someone from Wisconsin that actually had some clout. I met Adam Bird. And we ate some pizza and we drank some beer together. And it's because of Adam Bird. The People's Patriot Project legitimately is where it is today because of Adam Bird. Because of his passion, his push, and his support to get her done. And so, Adam, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Absolutely. I know it's been a long time coming. And you guys finally were able to get me to sit down in this chair for a few. And it's
an
it's
ultimatum. Yeah. An ultimatum was given, maybe.
Text in the mail. I get it. Wink, wink. Nudge. Bob's your uncle. No, but it's been a long time coming. And obviously, like Mark said, I've kind of been here in the behind the scenes, if you will, since the inception of it. And I am proud of what you guys have done.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you. We're proud of what you're doing, man. We, it is an amazing family. I mean, just looking at the crew that's on right now and looking at the crew that's chiming in, you know, we talked with Danielle Rocco and we talked with Travis of Oscar Mike, and this whole thing comes together, and there is just so much love and so much passion, compassion, with the group of people that we are networking with, and it grows every day. Thank you for being here. Adam Bird is the founder of Heroes Media Group. And, you know, it was kind of funny because when we started the People's Patriot Project, there was not one entity of it that had any piece that was even closely associated to Heroes Media Group, other than the fact that we were both veterans. We both wanted to continue our service, and we figured out a way to do that. And then somehow we decided and figured out how to create a podcast. And that was the furthest thing from our minds to do. And then it kind of married us even closer. And I will call it a marriage. Can we call it a marriage?
That's fine.
You're all a good looking couple.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You and your cute ties.
I took mine off.
He's already got it off.
Tell us what Heroes Media Group's all about, brother, and tell us where we're going and what we're doing, what the plan is with it.
Plan is to take over the world and spread just as much positivity as possible. I'm tired of the way the mainstream media treats people. I'm tired of the negativity that's being put out there. So it's people like us that need to change that narrative and start spreading the good stories that are out there. I mean, if you want to watch negativity and all that crap, turn it on the mainstream media. If you want positivity, then I want you to think about Heroes Media Group and the people that are involved with the shows, the writers, and the authors, and so on. So it's really it started off as just a podcast network. I had shut down one company that I had a business partner with years ago. It just different views, and it didn't work out. So the very next day, I filed paperwork for what is now Heroes Media Group and extended it out to not just veterans and military, but also law enforcement, firefighters, first responders, educators. I think teachers are the most underappreciated career here in the United States. Myself, I was in education for a little while as well, but and then there's a clergy piece in there as well. So taking that, moving that forward, and then trying to spread some type of positive stories that those careers are not being heard and giving them a platform so they can be heard. That's really
it was. And I honestly never thought that we would have a piece that would fit into Heroes Media Group. Shad Turner with Veterans United podcast was part of your network. And everyone else just started showing up to the party. And so
it's your fault that we have Shad hanging out now.
It is Adam's fault.
It is Adam's fault.
Absolutely. Yep.
If it hadn't been for him and Patty knowing each other and then me finding out about Patty, never would have happened.
Yep. Yep.
And technically we can blame Patty.
And what's crazy is just the conversations through across the podcasts in the network. And I haven't even touched all of them yet. I mean, they all have a chance to be on here, and I hope it's reciprocated. And but you know, we got Danielle Rocco out there who's rocking the world with her podcast.
Yeah,
I honestly do not know a more positive person on the face of the earth other than Danielle. Great. And the energy that woman delivers is just it comes and it comes and it comes and you don't know it. I've never seen it stop. And she's part of the network, and I do follow the other shows when I can and throw a Patriot Pride in there. I do want to say right now, because I've been busted in a couple other networks about promoting the People's Patriot Project in other podcasts by saying Patriot Pride. I'm going to tell everyone right now, Patriot Pride is not promoting the People's Patriot Project. Patriot Pride is saying hello, greetings, and or goodbye. And if you want to know who I am, I run the People's Patriot Project. We run We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime podcast. And we also run We Got Your, or I'm sorry, WP3 Radio. That's what we do. if I come on your place and say Patriot Pride, that's a battle cry, man. That's a battle cry for everyone to join together and move forward as one. That's what I call it. And you do what you got to do, man. I've got a couple people that have said, oh, you can't come on and promote what you're doing with Patriot Pride. So I say that only because Adam Bird was pivotal this last year in a conversation. Me and Andrea were battling with a conversation, and it was about the time where apparently we had a U.S. leader that may or may not have said, go and spread the word of love and joy, kind of in those words, maybe not, whatever. And there a bad connotation was put on the word patriot. And even our brother Topher had a song called The Patriot that was censored across all media channels and was shut down. And I'm just like, what on earth? And I looked at Andrea, or I didn't look at her. I was on the phone with her. But I'm like, Andrea, do we need to stop the narrative of the People's Patriot Project? And it was weird because something must have been chiming in Adam's ear. Adam calls legitimately at that moment, and we have the same discussion with him. And Adam set me straight in the most perfect way. He goes, Mark, what is the first and last thing you always say? I go, Patriot Pride. And he goes, are you ever getting rid of it? I am never getting rid of it. This is the end of the discussion. And our word for patriot doesn't isolate, doesn't discriminate, doesn't exclude anybody except for those people that don't believe in the dream of the country of the United States. We've talked about this several times over the last month. We're less than 300 years into this project that no one else in the entire world has ever done in 3 years. All right, I said 3 years, 300 years. Let's rephrase that. 300 years. Show me a country that's advanced as fast as we have. And not only that, not only have we advanced, we've learned from our mistakes. Not everything has been perfect. I love it. I love it. I love the mentoring that Adam has had and included. Now, Heroes Media Group, you have that, but that's not the only thing you do. What else are you doing, brother?
Well, we only got about an hour, so I started a beverage company last year in the like June or July of last year. I've had a coffee line that fell under the media company for years, and truth be told, it was a selfish move. I just didn't want to pay full price for coffee, so I went around and did it so I could play wholesale for it. That's the honest truth. But then my roaster was like, "Hey, do you want to create expand your line?" And I was like, yeah, so I created the beverage company, and then so we have 6 coffee blends, and then as of Monday of this past week, our spirit line went out. It's you can buy it in Tennessee right now. We'll be expanding into other states, and I'll keep people posted on that. But we have a gin and 2 bourbons that are out, and then next year we're working on the R&D side of a rum and a brandy as well. So hopefully we'll have that stuff out next year as well. And then there's some other projects that I'm involved in this and that, but I focus more on the Heroes Media Group. That's kind of my day-to-day stuff that I work on, as well as the HMG beverage stuff until that's up and running.
I have to say, Adam, I might or might not be a fifth generation moonshiner. So we might need to discuss that.
Scotty, shut the hell up.
Nice.
Well, I ain't afraid of nobody.
Not real sure what to do right now.
You put a brand on you last week. What are you doing, man? This is I'm John Dutton here, and you don't get to say stuff like that.
John Dutton.
That's not
Yellowstone. We're going to get censored for saying that now.
Yeah. No, we won't get censored for saying
that. Hey, it's coming back on November. November 7th.
Yeah, well, I'm angry.
Show. I used to make fun of people for getting hooked on like TV shows, and I got hooked on it.
So those who don't know who's speaking up in the world, and this will come to podcast form at some point, you can see him live right now on the People's Patriot Project, and I'm sure everyone shared it out at in the Heroes Media Group. But we have Tony Turner in the house as well. And again, another relationship that goes back years, and all started because I loved his rendition of Simple Man. How are things going?
What's that?
How are things going?
Oh, man. They're going. A few years ago, you know, you caught me when I was going through some bad stuff, and we got out of the situation we were in. We moved down here, and just slowly but surely, I've just kind of gotten back into music, and so now we got us our first single that dropped last Friday. It's on all the download platforms, and it should be on radio in about a week. It's dropping on 230.
It's already on radio, brother. It's already on radio, brother.
All right, well, I'm saying like the little distribution company that Mike Hilliard went through. They're putting it on 230,000 radio stations worldwide next week. So that's crazy.
Well, I'm glad we got to get you first. And if you haven't heard it yet, and we're going to tease you here a little bit, people, because we're going to wait to play Blackwater Shine later in the show. But we have been absolutely privileged to have the permission to load and put on WEP3 Radio, Tony Turner's Blackwater Shine. And the day it dropped, actually within minutes of dropping, we made sure we got it on there and taken care of. Tony is a naval veteran. Love having him in the network. And it really, I don't want to minimize it because legitimately is one of my best friends. And just the way it worked and just, and that's the amazing part of the People's Patriot Project is our mission has allowed us to build relationships. I have put my paws, and this sounds a little creepy right now, but I have literally put my paws on every single person on this screen right now. Either as much as I wanted to or not as much. Well, you know, it is.
Oh my gosh.
Is,
I wasn't here for a minute, so it's okay.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But
you know, what a mess.
Oh, yeah.
We got to put our paws on each other, man. That's just the way it is. And it's good.
Guys, was that picture that just came up, is that Adam's place? Is that your place, Adam?
That was a brewery here in Minnesota. Adam came through, and we got the awesome opportunity to meet with him and have some conversation that time with another good friend, and it was a good time. Andrew was there, and it was just a little – Brian Gibson says a little, yeah.
A little.
Awesome. But so while we reminisce about me getting to put my paws all over everybody and probably go to jail someday soon because of it, we are going to listen to Tony Turner and one of his covers, Shine Down cover of Save Me.
I've got a candle and I've got a spoon. I live in a hallway with no doors and no rooms. Under all the window sill, they all were found. A touch of concrete within the doorway without a sound. Someone save me if you will. Take away all these pills. Please just save me if you can from my blasphemy in my wasteland. I How did I get here? And what went wrong? Couldn't handle forgiveness. Now I'm far beyond gone. I can hardly remember the look of my own eyes. How can I love this? My life so dishonest. It made me compromise. Someone save me if you will. Take away all these pills. Please just save me if you can from my blasphemy and my wasteland.
There we go.
He did it in a garage. No sound system. He lays it down. It is that is I wanted to cliche this and put Simple Man up, but we've played it so many times, Tony. It is so awesome.
Oh yeah. It's
so awesome to have you here, man.
Appreciate it, buddy. Heck yeah. Adam Jones, what's up, buddy?
He's there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Turner sang the national anthem at the Feed the Heroes Foundation event that happened back in early May. Got the awesome opportunity to hang there, be there, and enjoy. That's where you can put a pause on these guys, man. It was awesome. Bobby Henlein was there. What an amazing event.
And speaking of Bobby, we've actually got another one coming up in September where I'm going to sing the national anthem for those guys again.
What?
No, oh, was I not supposed to say that?
Y'all didn't know that? We do know that because we're flying in for it, brother. Yeah, yes. Dang it. Again, we got to do it. We got to touch each other again. What the
hell? Yes.
I'm starting to get a little creepy, Petey.
Stop a minute.
Touching people.
Take a deep breath.
Now, while I'm sure Tony, you know, from the naval experience, Tony's kind of used to that. It's kind of creepy.
It's okay as long as you got the best. Right.
But now just listen to this, though, Tony. Remember, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a fister, aren't you?
Oh, my God, I thought I was babysitting Mark.
I'm a red leg. I was artillery. I was a red leg. I'm not a fist.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's FA, field artillery.
So now I know how I'm going to be deflowered.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. But,
hey, all I have to say is, isn't Shad's business name the Maybe Man Can?
It is. And that, have we told everyone what the public endorsements are now costing everyone every time we do a public? It's $1,000. So thank you, Shad, for your endorsement. It helps the People's Patriot Project, and we appreciate that. Thanks, Scotty.
Adam said, touche. So I don't think I'm supposed to say anything about that.
Why?
I don't know. He said to shh. Oh, he's blowing it up. He's blowing it up over in the comments. Check it out.
Oh, I saw it. I think he's saying shh about the touching and stuff.
He don't want anybody to know about that.
Stop.
No pictures. It didn't happen. No pictures. Nothing happened.
I hope this isn't off color, but if Bobby Henlein is there, he's got a special hand. He does, and he'll appreciate that. We love Bobby Henlein, and if you don't know who Bobby is, he's a phenom TikToker out there making the world a better place, significantly injured and damaged, not in heart and soul, that's for sure, but his mission is amazing, forging forward. Check Bobby Henlein out. Check his comedy act out. I don't know a more grounded individual for what that dude has been through, and I know that event in September, and I don't have the dates in front of me. I should have it. I know Adam will throw them up here real quick, but I know that that event is who fund Bobby Henlein and his mission and what he's working on right now too. And so, very excited to be part of that. I know we kind of talked about it, Adam. We said, what are you working on now? So we got the HMG beverage. Where do you want to go next with Heroes Media Group?
I'm just going to continue growing the show directory for now. And then, you know, because we – so the podcasting side of it is just kind of one arm of Heroes Media Group. We also have a publishing arm for authors. So we do – we have – we're working on 5 audiobooks right now that are in production. Most of those will be out beginning of the year. You know, and we're still taking once those are out, we'll start taking on other authors and that want, you know, audiobooks done. And then we dib dab a little bit with helping people self-publish and stuff. So from the media standpoint, it's continue to grow the podcast side of the business, keep doing audiobooks, and then start looking for content writers that want to share good stories, positive stories, and just move forward from there.
HMG and Heroes Media Group aside.
Hey, I actually had a question for Adam real quick. Yeah. For the HMG, do you have a Facebook page for that?
Yeah. Thanks. Great question. So on all the platforms, it's Heroes Media GRP.
GRP.
Yep. Heroes Media GRP, and that's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the 100 other.
Okay, so it's not a separate one from the regular.
No.
Heroes Media Group. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Cool. I tried looking it up. I was just making sure I wasn't looking at the wrong thing.
No. It wouldn't let me put group as a whole, so I had to hyphenate it down to GRP the last. So I just kept it that way for everything.
Gotcha. Cool.
What is Adam Bird? Now I know that you're working with Heroes Media Group. You're working with HMG Beverage. What is Adam Bird working on for himself right now?
Finding my sanity.
Yeah.
And
you come and hang out with us and you want to find your sanity.
Yeah. I figured it's Sunday. Great way to
start. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. No, for myself, I mean, I'm kind of doing it. I mean, everything that I do with the Hero, the HMG company and the other companies that I'm involved with, you know, it's kind of for myself in a sense. And it's hard to say that because I don't really think of it that way. I'm one that I feel like I've gotten a second chance at life. You know, my son just started college this past week, and that was like, you know, I was a single parent for 15 years. So moving him into like his next chapter of life. And then I realized it was like, all right, dad doesn't have the reins anymore. Now I'm kind of like standing on the side and like, all right, I'm here to empower and support when you need me. But now you're going to kind of have to figure this stuff out on your own. So now what does dad do? It's like, holy crap, I have to grow up now. You know what I mean? And so it's a little, I'm kind of going through a transition myself in life right now, I guess. And it's been, I'm proud of him, but it's for me personally, it's been a little difficult because it's like, all right, well, and it helps that I do so much. Like I'm constantly, you guys know I'm constantly on the road. I mean, I just got home last night. I was down in DC for in support of another nonprofit for veterans. I was down there for 3 days. Yeah, I'm leaving next week. I'll be on the road again for a few days and then I'm home for 2 weeks and then I'm on the road for another 5. So it's like, I'm constantly doing stuff. It keeps me busy and that helps me stay grounded. Because when I'm staying busy helping others, it makes me feel good. Like that's kind of my high that I get is helping others get to where they want to go. And it's not like, you know, when I was 20 years ago, it was like, what can I do to make as much money as possible? Money is important. It's great when the bills are, you know, are due and getting stuff paid for. But I stopped chasing the dollar. I started chasing people that needed help. And a friend of mine once told me, very wise friend of mine once told me, he says, you know, you don't chase the dollar. It's if you put the purpose first, the profit will always follow. And I've kind of started living my life like that for the last, you know, five, six years. So I try to find things that I can help people get to where they want to go. And it's worked out. I mean, I'm still here. I'm still doing this. And if you look at like books and things like that, I often wake up and wonder like, how the hell am I still doing this? And it's like something will happen that day. I'll get a phone call from somebody that has a question, or we start putting them on the right path of their new business venture. I've helped a lot of different businesses get started, nonprofit organizations get started and stuff like that. And it's to me, it's fun. It's what I like to do.
There was a moment where I wanted to punch you in the beak, and we're sitting down eating pizza and drinking beer, and you said,
was it just one moment, or
only one. And you said, Mark, you know this is going to take 10 years to get off the ground.
Oh yes, okay, yeah. Please, I remember this conversation. Hold on, go ahead.
Yeah, and you said, you know, this is going to take 10 years to get off the ground, and I'm like, I'm doing the math. 22 a day times 10 years times 365. I'm like, this is unacceptable, and we're not going to do that. I'm going to tell you, you're a selfish son of a bitch to begin with. No offense to your mom, because you're doing this for you, in a sense. Now, I jokingly say that because
right. I get it.
I'm doing WP3. We are doing WP3 because we are selfish son of bitches too. We enjoy this interaction here. We enjoy reaching out. And I'm telling you right now, you couldn't stop the snowball if you wanted to right now. I know we've got some things going on that every once in a while we got some misdirections in this and that, but we've done this in 3 years. And I have never been more proud than what we are now. And again, I'm selfish and I'm out picking up dog shit for veterans right now too. And that one of the most grounding moments, and we've kind of lived off this for this last week. If you think you're doing it and you think you're about everything and you want to come into the world of HMG, into the world of Tony Turner, into the world of Scotty Sexton and Andrew Eichmann and or Shad Turner or Mark Peterson and tell us how to do something, we'll listen. Be part of the conversation, but before you have a relevance in our world, go pick up someone else's dog shit. And and you have to go back and listen to our messages, because that's a different story. I just had a veteran sit in my truck this last week bawling because he didn't know how he was going to pick up the dog poop for his service dog he just lost. And I'm like, that is our biggest concern right now, buddy. This is a no-brainer for me. And I'm picking up the poo the next day. Now, and it's not about me. But I can tell you right now how good it made me feel, and knowing that I took care of this guy and took care of him at that moment. And he didn't need – Andrea and I and another board member had a conversation. Well, let's just pay someone $40 to go over there and pick up his dog poop. That's not the mission, man. That wasn't the mission. The mission was our superhero at that moment needed someone that he knew and cared about him there for the moment. And that's what it was. And so, I don't know. I don't know even how I got there right now, just other than the fact that it's part of our mission. It's part of our message. And
you need to be humbled.
That's and I wanted to punch Adam Bird in the – if I knew 3 years ago as I'd be out picking up dog poop, I'd be like, Adam Bird, God. Damn you. No, it's been an amazing ride, and this ride's not over. It's not even close, and there's no end. There's no end to it, man. I'm so excited to be part of your world, having you part of our world, and the world you're connected to. So thank you for all you do, all the advisement you give us, and the conversations. It's even if it's a quick, like last night, I don't know if Scotty was having a moment last night. He was sharing to the world about reaching out, and we jumped in. And I didn't want to steal his thunder. I just wanted to let him know I was there for him.
It's good to know that someone was there when I was struggling.
With you, man. With you. So here's a tiny, and I made it about me for a second. I don't say I love you. I'm going to tell you everyone that right now. I don't say I love you. I don't say it.
Second.
I know. I don't say I love you. I say
he told me you. He loves me.
I do. Scotty, stop it. You don't. That's a side conversation.
You may not say it, but we know you want to.
You want to get your paws all over us. You must love it.
I feel that the world has minimized the value of the words I love you. It's everywhere. So I use with you. I'm with you in thought. I'm with you in heart. And me and Tony had this conversation 3 months ago. That's where it came up from. And I told Danielle on her show, Danielle Rocco, because at the end of her show, she asks, what does love mean to you? Well, the word love means something that has taken the back seat to a lot of stuff, man. And if I'm with you, I'm invested. And that's why I use I'm with you. I'm invested. I'm invested in you. I care about you. Adam, I'm with you. Scotty, I'm with you. Tony, I'm with you. Shad, I'm with you. Andrew, I'm with you. And all those people. We've got Tammy Schroeder, Brian Gibson, Adam Jones. The list goes on. We just recently had our amazing fisherman, and I'm having one of my moments right now, and I hate it. Ryan Schultz. Yep. Ryan Schultz, with you, brother. And Kim. The list just goes on 100-fold. We're with you. We are with you. Come aboard. Come be part of us. I love this. We are here. I'm going to launch it. This is the time we've been waiting for. Anyone got anything in closing before we sign off? We have one song left.
I just want to say, you guys, you know, I'm proud of you, what you guys have done over the last couple of years. And I'm excited. First off, let me say thank you for allowing me to be a part of your guys' world and whatnot. And it's always good having conversations when you guys call me and vice versa and whatnot. And I'm really excited to see what you guys do moving forward. And with that being said, I'll just say Patriot Pride.
Oh,
all right, so let me add a little bit to that. If it weren't for you guys and this show, there are a lot of connections that I would have never made. And I thank you guys.
Too easy.
You know, with thank you guys.
For humbling, both of you guys. And thank you for all those that come and serve and help with the People's Patriot Project. Thank you for your support. We have one of the most amazing drops of our life. We have Tony Turner, Blackwater Shine.
Woo woo, go Tony.
Way back in the woods, down a Georgia dirt road, where Blackwater runs and the Muscadine grow. That's where me and the boys ended up most Friday night. Elijah Crosby was a good old man. He ran that copper steel with a steady hand. Damn, that was the best Blackwater Shine. Blackwater Shine on Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon's night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater Shine. Locked that rusty truck in four-wheel drive to get through the cypress swamp past the gator eyes. Elijah made sure it was no easy ride. He sat outside with his old coon dog. His
rifle held up as we came through the fog. We'd risk our lives for that black water shine. Black water shine or Mountain Dew. We called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time.